Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, NFL correspondent Kostaki Economopoulos breaks down the playoffs. Coming up right after this.
B14. Once again, that is B14.
Damn it, it's the same old thing. Holy Geritol, Gertie. I am so sick of friggin' bingo. I wish there were some other games for senior citizens.
Me too, Ernie. Why can't old people have some fun and exciting games to play?
Hold on, folks. Now there is a new game designed just for elderly people. Friggin' Toys brings you a new spin on a classic game. It's Senior Citizens Twister. Yeah, with Senior Citizens Twister, you and your friends will enjoy hours of fun as you spin and then find out which body part you put on the brightly colored circle.
Oh, boy. Let's see. Okay, I got to keep my left foot on blue and put my dentures on red. Okay, there we go.
Okay, your turn, Gertie. Give her a spin.
Oh, my, that's impossible. I have to put one leg of my walker on orange and one on green?
You can do it. Come on.
I can do this if I stretch just a little further. Whoops. Oh, dear. I just pulled the hose out of my oxygen tank.
Senior Citizens Twister. You'll laugh. You'll cry. You'll writhe in pain.
Well, it says here, my left foot on green and my right foot on blue. That, oh, boy, I try it. I don't know if I can get my legs that far apart. Oh, yeah. Oh, damn it. Oh, I broke a hip.
It's Senior Citizens Twister.
Look, I did it. I win.
That's no fair. You have a plastic knee joint.
Eat my panties, you pathetic loser.
Senior Citizen Twister. Look for it wherever fun senior citizen party games are sold.
Hey, is my leg supposed to bend like this?
Oh, my God. The bone is sticking out. Oh, no. He's himself.
Because he busted his leg, he always himself.
Senior Citizen Twister. Get yours today.
Eh? What'd you say?
I said get yours today.
What? Get Doris Day?
Yeah, that's right. Doris Day. That's exactly what I meant. Doris Day. You got it, Papa.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Jess Hooker.
Hi.
She has many, many acts.
And she's on a second job. She's a...
There's Ace Cosby.
She's an orange barrel for the highway department.
Wow.
What a lovely compliment.
Yeah, that was... They made top five insults right there.
No, that shirt is very bright. That sweater is very orangey.
You're aware of colors.
Come in here and wear a potato sack, right? Like, yeah. You can't wear it.
I'm with you. Right. I have
very nice.
Black and gray. I understand the rules now.
Willie, are you climbing up on top of the... ribeye there, bud?
Yeah, I'm eating this.
That's New York Strip is
New
what
York
we have
strip?
Today. Yeah,
We're eating
knife,
yak.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
On the big screen, it's Kostaki Economopoulos.
Oh, it's Kostaki on? I'll go get a knife. Hang on.
Okay, Chick, go get the knife.
Kostaki is really going with the beard thing here.
Yeah, look at that.
What do you think?
Remember, Kostaki, Tom is in his mind still in third grade, so he still makes fun of haircuts and facial hair. So just write it out.
With your Greek heritage, Kostaki, I just went to a special Greek exhibit over the weekend. And I was reminded the Greek Orthodox very big on the beards.
Oh, sure.
And I don't think, are there any comedians that have a gigantic, huge beard like that, like a ZZ Top beard?
Occasionally.
Think of one.
Kyle Kinane did for a while.
Oh, Kyle, yeah.
He let his pretty big.
Galifianakis can grow quick.
Yeah, Galifianakis, it's kind of trim, but that'd be maybe a thing for you.
Oskay's is pretty wild.
Yeah, that's true. Oskay, right there in your backyard.
Now, this is we should explain that you have recently become a single man.
And, oh, yeah.
Last time we talked, you were exploring the world of condoms.
Trojan man.
Have you used one yet?
You dipped your toes in the water yet?
I bought a few. I don't want to kiss and tell, but you bought some condoms, you know. Just got to have some
Are you brand loyal? Do you go in? I'll have a dozen of Durex.
I'm clueless. I'm starting all over again.
What's the old saying? Buy the ribbed and turn them inside out for your own damn pleasure?
Yeah, there
that's right. What they say.
That's right.
Tell them you want Greek-style condoms.
I don't think many necessary. Jokes.
Yeah. No, you can wash them. Wash them right off.
Okay. Now, Kostaki Economopoulos is our NFL correspondent, and we're making arrangements to send you to Phoenix for the Super Bowl in a few weeks.
I'm so excited about that. I got some hotel information last night. Let's go.
And, I heard you made a lot of friends out there at the last Super Bowl. Among the All-Pro players wanted to kick your ass. That's what I heard.
No, that's not true.
No, not true at all. They're jokes, everybody.
Willie's going to be there. Willie's going to be like I am around Drew Hastings at an airport, which is, have you ever gone to an airport with Hastings?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You can't get anywhere near him because he's going to start insulting the people working there. And, oh, you want to see what's in my bag? Why don't you look at it? No,
Reasonable protests against
Kostaki is our NFL correspondent, and we had a pretty good weekend of great football, don't you think? Lots of great games once again. I do think
the Bills only scored 10 points. That was kind of the big surprise of the weekend. Jeremy Renner did better in the snow. What happened to the Bills?
And I thought it was tasteless that they had a certain inactive player actually shoveling snow. I mean, the one thing you don't want to do.
You got to earn your paycheck somehow. He's not going to get on the field. Right. Do something.
I can't play. I'm still injured. Get out there.
Yeah, come on.
Poor Buffalo, man. Forget the ranch or blue cheese. This week they're dipping their wings in tears. That's just a good team. Didn't make it.
That's just sad.
You know, I think Kostaki's going to find out why they call it the Bills Mafia.
That sounds like a country song. They're dipping their wings in tears.
It was the most fun game of the weekend. It was a snow game, right? Everyone loves a snow game.
Tom hates them.
Tom hates them. What?
No, it's ridiculous. That'd be like throwing Wesson oil on a basketball court.
No, it's not awesome to watch.
It's hard to see. It's dumb.
Oh, my.
The NFL is the richest organization of its kind in the world. They can afford to put a roof on the stadium.
Listen to this, Kostaki. He wants roofs. He wants roofs on all stadiums. He wants chips and all the balls, so we know
the NFL
exactly
doesn't pay for those stadiums.
Well,
they could.
The
television rights are like $20 million an hour.
He wants to do away with the chain gang. You should know when it's 1st and 10.
I guarantee ratings go up on games that are in the snow.
Oh, absolutely.
I actually have a serious question about this. I was looking at the top 100 TV shows last year. I want to say 96 of them were NFL games. But what was really unusual was the Cowboys always way up there, even during random regular season games.
Yep.
So I wonder if when the Cowboys lost, if someone, you know, some bean counter is going, well, there's 20 million fewer people watching next week.
I think so. I don't think the NFL liked that the Cowboys lost.
But so those people that have the conspiracy theory that the NFL always wants the big name teams to win, I think are...
They're kind of onto something.
I don't think so, because the Cowboys didn't win.
Yes, and I think that some people are upset about that.
Some, but there are others who want to see the Cowboys lose.
But there's others who want to have the better team win, which is the fair thing to do.
Oh, of course. That's why.
Well, that's why I want to have a chip in the ball, et cetera, et cetera.
There is a chip in the ball.
Is a chip in the ball, which is kind of amazing. That's not bigger.
Then why do they have the guys out there with the 10-yard markers like it's 1915?
I'm actually back with you on that one. That one is the most ridiculous football thing that we've still embraced.
The referee does a random spotting, and all of a sudden there's a guy out there, what's a half inch short? Oh, really?
You're not going to be happy until that you wring all the football out of football. football.
No, I'm trying to make it fair.
I don't like those guys. It's a half inch short. What are you, my girlfriend? Yeah. I don't need to hear this.
Just a half inch?
Yeah, thank you, Willie.
Hey.
Yeah,
you wise ass.
I did the voice. I was being silly. Everybody knew it.
Kostocki, by the way, I want to point this out. You can find him at Kostocki.com. That's Kostaki. Did you ever get called Taki? Yeah, Taki?
No, I never got Taki. I have some Greek relatives who had, went Taki. I never went that direction. I've been called Dino. It's short for Konstantinos.
Dino?
But at Connie, I've been called Connie by some old Greeks. But generally, I stuck with Kostocki.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
I want to go back to the good times with your wife.
Oh, God.
Just a second. Calm down. This is a fair question.
No. Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
What did she call you?
Well, she always called me Kostocki. Yeah.
Defendant.
Oh, she called you Kostocki the full.
You guys are so bad.
I bet she called you a couple things near the end.
Or she maybe she wanted to call him to make sure where he was so he wouldn't come busting in when she was home.
None of this is true.
Is that what you're going to say?
Are we entertaining you, Kostocki?
Come on, these are the jokes.
She is Italian from New Jersey. You know, she did call me things that weren't my name. I mean, when she was mad about something, it wasn't a secret. In the old days, I dated a vanilla white girl. She would give me this silent treatment, and I hated it so much. And now it sounds pretty great. We'll say that. But nah, we're fine. We're actually getting along great lately.
Good, good.
Now, does she follow football?
No.
Okay.
Because that would be hilarious if she did great on her picks the weekend and you tanked.
If we had to share. Yeah, right. I have got nobody in my family. I even had the 4-year-old came over and I was watching a game on Sunday. And she goes, Daddy, where's your team? Why isn't your team playing?
Aww.
That got explained. Well, they only take the good teams. And never mind. They'll be back in September. Don't you worry, sweetheart.
Now, can you give us your picks for this coming weekend? The games are almost pick-ems.
Yep. Yeah, they're really close. I think the Eagles win. I think they're the better team. We forgot about them because their quarterback was hurt and they were sort of, they had a bye, but that is a great team right now. And then on the other side, I don't know. You pick the Chiefs, except Mahomes is hurt. So I don't know what you do with that. Chick, what are you doing with that one?
I'm not saying.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know.
I think that someone has the look in their eye, the eye of the tiger, in this case, the eye of the Bengal.
Yeah. Burrow's a monster.
Interesting that all the young quarterbacks are the ones in this now.
Mahomes is sort of, he's become the old guard in some ways.
What is he, 29?
27.
27? Wow.
Yeah, 26, 27, yeah.
Ancient.
He's hurt. You know, people in Kansas City haven't been this upset since they heard about the McRib. You know, it's... He's playing on one leg, which of course qualifies him to kick for Dallas. Yes,
no. Did you hear that? I'm sorry. I mean to ruin your momentum here, but
sorry.
Have you heard the audio? Chick keeps playing it. The audio of Jerry Jones after the game. He always does a press conference. The only owner that does this.
Yes,
he's
exactly
very
right.
Sad.
Everybody wants to hear me. Here he is right now, Kostocki.
We've got a locker room full of sick
players and coaches to go along with the literally hundreds of thousands of Cowboy fans that are known that are sick.
They're sick. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to the head coach, quarterback store, and we're going to get his new head coach quarterback. And we'll be right back there in the playoffs next year to lose again.
It's hard to believe he's real.
So, Kostocki, there was I'm currently reading this book about, among other things, about the bidding for the Super Bowl and how the cities, what they have to do, which is pretty amazing, to get a Super Bowl. See. But the talk...
Yeah. It's like the Olympics. Yeah.
The talk now is that they may start farming out the championship games. In other words, which to me is incredibly disrespectful to the fans that have been paying for their seats for decades.
It's ridiculous.
Hey, they get first refusal on where they're...
No, but then you'd have to... So you'd have to travel... I mean, the positive would be presumably you would be traveling to a place where they had either a dome or fair weather.
You could have the AFC Championship game in Buffalo. Buffalo never plays in it. Plus, it'd be a snow game most of the time.
No, but I mean, do you think that would be fair? Obviously, it's the NFL's game. They can do whatever they want, but...
I like the current system of playing at home. I think that's a better construct. I mean, you have the Super Bowl as a neutral site.
Right.
You know, so... That's already sort of built into the machine.
But the notion is then they would get cities to
pay.
Yeah.
Right.
The problem is when they started farming out the draft to different cities.
I was just going
to
say, the draft is a big deal, too.
That kind of got them to thinking, hey, we can sell this six or seven times.
And how much money do they need?
What was your stat about ESPN's content? Something like...
Oh, there's kind of an unspoken rule. 75% of ESPN's content year-round has to be the NFL.
Wow. You think the Super Bowl will ever be sold internationally?
Like, would they do a Super Bowl in Mexico City? Right. Is that what you mean?
That seems un-American, right? You got to keep that one.
But no, wait a second.
You chop out a lot of the other games.
I'm suddenly seeing Saudi Arabia.
I know.
Yeah.
There would be countries that would happily spend the money.
Here's $1 billion.
Oh, right. Name a figure.
Oh, that's a good
name
point.
A figure. Yeah. Whoops.
Yeah. Well, so I certainly hope they don't do that.
Same here.
But, okay. Now, Kostocki, do you know who the halftime show is going to be?
We do know. I forget.
Rihanna. It's
Crash Test Dummies and Lisa Loeb.
It's Rihanna.
I don't think that's true.
Oh, I might have my facts wrong.
Nobody listens.
It's just your own daydream.
Okay. It's Rihanna.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So now are we going to get a pick from you, or are you just going to kind of hope I change the subject?
Who? Me? I'll pick Chiefs. I think Chiefs Eagles. And then it depends on that ankle. Depends on that Mahomes ankle. I think the Chiefs win if Mahomes is okay. How about that?
Yeah, all right.
Now, by okay, do you mean starts or
starts
plays?
And limps around and still wings it. Yeah, it'd be fun to watch. That's what we love this game. It's there's so many interesting angles all the time. It's great. I did kind of a throwback thing with the All-Pro Lines guys this week. We did a snow game. This game is so white, fill in the blank.
Oh, this shouldn't be incendiary.
Why would it be?
Why? It's a joke. Come on.
This game is so white, there was a gated community.
That's right. This game is so white, the halftime show is a TED Talk. You see, that's harmless good fun, right?
For now.
It was so white, instead of a challenge flag, it asked to speak to a manager. You see, these are jokes. It was pre-approved by the HOA. You know, there were several versions of this one. That game was so white, Tom Griswold thought it was a family reunion. There you go. Tony Montana just snorted the goal line. It was white.
Oh, that is white. Yeah.
Yeah. It was super white. Caddy. It keeps quoting Caddyshack. It bought a Peloton bicycle. It's white, right? The cops gave it a warning and told it to move along.
That's how white it was, you see, Josh.
I want to note that Ace white. Laughed at that.
It was cold, too. It was so cold. Brett Favre stole a coat from charity. See, it was cold up there. Funny. Pat That's McAfee cold. Put on an actual shirt. It was really cold.
Sleeves?
That is cold.
Yeah, sleeves. A shirt with sleeves. Even Bills fans turned their thermostats wide right. It was cold.
Oh, boy. Poor guy. One-legged, now he's wide
Poor
right
guy.
Again.
That's right. Elsewhere, the Eagles crushed the Giants. New York hasn't looked this bad since Times Square in the 70s. It was so bad. The last time the Giants looked this forlorn, it involved a beanstalk. Daniel Jones had a tough game.
I like that one very much.
I do too.
Yeah, all right.
Kostaki Economopoulos, comedian. He's you can find out what he's doing by going to Kostaki.com. All Pro Lines is the source of a kind of collective, a comedy collective involving the NFL. Yeah. Have some fun with Kostaki. He'll set something up for this week. And once again, you're picking Eagles, KC, Super Bowl. Am I getting this right?
Yeah, I think so. And if Mahomes is okay, the Chiefs win it all. That's the better team.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see. Thank you very much, Kostaki. We'll look forward to talking to you next week. And we'll be talking to you, of course, when you're out in Phoenix for the Super Bowl.
Oh, see you, man.
So bye, excited. Kostaki. I'll see you soon, Willie.
See you, pal.
Okay, at this point, I want to say, Christy, what's coming up in the news?
Coming up, we have a Valentine's Day gift idea, if you would like. We have tea made from a certain part of the caterpillar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, nope, it's not what I'm thinking. That's going to take a long tweezers. This is going to be 3 hours.
Caterpillars have penises?
Caterpillars?
I read that children's book. The very horny caterpillar.
Yeah. You ever had a weird noise in your car and wondered what that is?
Yeah, but I just go, hey, shut up back there to the hooker in the trunk.
Well,
we got duct tape.
You got something very similar. Oh.
I want you to want me.
Yes. Ah!
I got you tonight.
it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more of a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.